This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Last week in our segment sponsored by PDPW, we talked about rural firefighters delivering agricultural safety and health. We continue our conversation with Casper Ben Dixon, Associate Research Scientist and Cultural Anthropologist with the National Farm Medicine Center. Casper, National Farm Safety Week is just around the corner, and we've been highlighting the National Farm Medicine Center helping local volunteer fire departments and first responders using new technology to protect farm families and property. And Casper, thanks for joining us again. Let's talk about what it takes to be an emergency first responder in a rural setting, and maybe somebody out there that could be an option for them.
Yeah, we've had firefighters come through our training, and we're training the trainers. So the people that we've trained are expected to go out and train other people, either in the department or in the community. And those folks that are thinking about becoming a volunteer firefighter or a professional firefighter, there is a shortage right now. So I think there is encouragement, especially in the rural communities, to join your fire department, be a part of that solution, be a part of that kind of group of highly esteemed people in your community to help one another. But then when you think about, well, you know, what does this have to do with me? When you think about what you can learn from farms and the safety aspects that we're trying to implement there with this program, that might bring the farm community further into the fire and EMS community. And I think that would be welcome.
And this is a program that you can get people started with early, like 4-H and FFA organizations. They can get involved with this as well.
Yeah, when we work with the trainers, when we train these new trainers and we ask them, you know, we have another module where we talk about kind of reaching out to the farm community. We talk about breakfasts and twilight dinners and barbecues and teaming up with public health. I think the one that resonates really well with a lot of them is the idea that they can now take what we've given them and take it to an FFA 4-H group and talk about mapping these farms and scoring these hazards and talking about first aid, so that the young adults and the youth on these farms can start recognizing the world around them and really maybe transform how their parents think about the farm too. But I think that firefighters like to be involved with the community and they like to be involved with the youth. So multiple times we've had people say that they're going to take our program and implement it with FFA and 4-H. The other organizations that are really critical to this are the technical colleges and the community colleges that support firefighter training. So a number of our trainees have been instructors either for ag engineering, agricultural business, or firefighting EMS in their community colleges. That's really kind of the ideal instructor that we look for, is someone who understands farming, who's in their fire department, but also has a teaching responsibility in some organization. So the community colleges have been really supportive of this as well.
With this project and how it evolves, you obviously need a lot of support from the community and from organizations out there, you know, like PDPW.
PDPW is a longtime partner with the National Farm Medicine Center and the National Children's Center for Rural Ag Health and Safety. And it's a really important partnership because while we do think of ourselves as a national center, we are based in Wisconsin. And we're right smack dab in the middle of dairy country in Wood County and close to Clark County and Marathon County. And so I think, you know, we want to pay attention to what our neighbors need. And so PDPW is an organization that represents a lot of the farms that we're hoping to impact with these programs. And so when we make steps forward, we make them in hand in hand with organizations like PDPW. And in this instance, farms that are members of PDPW have participated in these programs in the past. They've helped develop the technologies that we've done. They've let us test them and visit their farms and train people on their farms. But as an organization, when we went in to get federal funding, and we want to show our peers who are reviewing our grants that we have buy-in from the community, when we have a letter from PDPW like we did, it proves that we have the support of the community around us, make these programs feasible, and increase the impact that they might have when you're done.
Well, Casper, thanks for visiting with us today. And if somebody wanted to find out more about the Rural Firefighter Delivering Agricultural Safety and Health, bit of a mouthful, or RF-DASH is what the project's name is, where could they go?
Yeah, they can go to the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center website, and then there is materials on the National Farm Medicine Center website. What I want to remind all farmers and ranchers out there is that, you know, it's our responsibility to make sure that we are healthy and safe at work. So firefighters helping us do that is just one kind of ingredient in the big recipe for solving the problem. But I think it's a good one, and I think we've been met with a lot of enthusiasm from the firefighter EMS community and from the farm community. And I really hope it keeps on going.
Thanks again for the visit, Cap. Casper Ben Dixon is Associate Research Scientist with the National Farm Medicine Center, brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.